Chad Baker back out at Midwest Ag Expo 2026, the Gibson Area Hospital Arena at Gordyville, USA. And I have found my way into a big tractor tire filled with corn and Tonka trucks and members of the Armstrong Potomac FFA chapter. They've got their big auction coming up here March 7th, and they're here to talk about that with me here. They're out on the grounds at the 2026 Midwest Ag Expo. I have Aaliyah, Addison, and Suzanne all with us wearing their nice pinstriped shirts here today. And they're trying to spread the message about the auction coming up, but they've also had a very eventful year. Let's talk to Addison McCarty first, the president. Of course, we talked on the Farm Forward podcast earlier in the year. At the time, you guys were building kind of a unique project in the garage there. It looked like a lawnmower or maybe like a racing lawnmower of some sort. Tell us how that ended up.
Oh, gosh. I think that we still have kids going out there and working on it. I think a part might have broke or we're missing a part. It got taken apart, got put together, and I still think it's not running yet.
You know, you can definitely tell you're in rural America because it's a project and it's always going to be a project. It's always, there's even when it's running perfectly, you're always going to be working on it.
Yes, yes, we are.
But nonetheless, you guys have a big event coming up here. It is your FFA alumni auction, March 7th. Let's talk about what folks need to know about it.
Yes, so every year our alumni host their annual scholarship auction, and all those funds go to scholarships for seniors, and they get benefited really well as our chapter. And we get funds from that, which helps us compete in CDEs if there's charges or go out to dinner. It helps out our chapter a lot with different events we put on. We hold it at our Armstrong Township High School in the main gym. This year, we are doing a live auction only. There's no online auction, so come out on March 7th at 5:30 to Armstrong Township High School. And in the main gym, you'll find our auction.
Very good. Aaliyah, you had a little bit of a role in this as well. Talk about what you've been doing to help out with the auction and what your role as secretary is, how your year's been going.
I basically am just in charge of making sure that people are signing up, helping gather items for the auction, keeping track of all the items we have collected, making sure those people get their thank you notes after the auction's over. Basically, my role as a secretary, I just have to keep notes at all our meetings, keep our activity tracker, make sure members are staying updated and hitting all their goals for the month and stuff like that. So this is my first year running as an officer for FFA, and it's been a lot of fun and a lot of good opportunities. So.
It sounds like a lot of work.
It's really not that bad. It sounds like a lot, but it's really not that bad. And we have a good advisor who's really going to help you out in anything you need. Make sure you're not overwhelmed or stressed. So.
You listed a lot of formalities there in almost everything in your job description, which is amazing. And I think with that, also with working with school and doing everything that you would normally do, it can be a lot. So we turn to our other Addison, who is our reporter, Addison Full. You two have had a little bit more of a role here. We didn't talk to you previously, but tell us about your year and what you've been doing.
As our reporter, I'm in charge of helping with social media posts, taking pictures while we're out at events, and then helping advertise for all of our events that we put on and the things we do. It's been really good, and I feel like we've done really good so far this year, and I can't wait to finish out the rest of the year.
Well, and of course, that big event coming up with the auction, you'll be, I'm sure, creating a lot of media about that, yep. A lot of buzz about that, and so that's part of what this is raising awareness and letting people know about it. Suzanne, what's your role?
As the treasurer, I help keep track of all of our finance and help budget for all of our events, going to the dinners for bonding exercises and whenever we go to CDEs, whatever we do there. I have helped keep track of all of the auction donations if we get money in. This is also my first year as an officer, and it's been really exciting.
Very good. So you're the one that is, if Addison does her job and you get a lot of money in, then that's where you come in and make sure that money is put to good use.
Yes, absolutely.
Very good. So we have a lot of folks that have donated so far, but you're always looking for more donations. It's not like you'll turn those away. Is there a route of action for folks that would like to donate items that folks can come in and help out and help raise money for the FFA alumni auction?
Yes, so we have different social medias. We actually just started a TikTok, so I mean, you could always message us there. It's a silly way, but we have Facebook if you look up Armstrong Township High School FFA, or our alumni has one. Go ahead and message us on Facebook. We also have an email, and it is for the alumni. It's Armstrong FFA Alumni Assos at gmail.com.
Association, like you're spelling association, you just stop at the C.
Yes, and the capital A, same with FFA, needs to be all capitalized. Alumni is lowercase. And then for our chapter email, it's all lowercase Armstrong FFA at ATHS225.org. And either Ali or I is checking it daily, making sure nobody's reached out. We're always on it. Or reach out to the high school. I mean, if that's the last resort, they're always good about getting to us, making sure that we're on top of things, helping out and communicating with us.
And important to let folks know businesses can get involved too. If they want to support by sponsoring the placemat, sponsoring the banner, and putting their name out there, it's a good way for businesses to show their support for the FFA chapters. And they can reach out and do that as well.
Yes, it's so much fun, and we're always looking for new businesses who want to help out. And it's always nice seeing the new people out there who want to be involved. Either they're in the alumni, or like they went to Armstrong and now they're getting a part of agriculture. It's so cool to see everybody come out here and support us and want to be involved.
And important to note, you don't have to be a business in Armstrong or Potomac. You could be from Bismarck, you could be from Hoopston, you could be from Indiana, wherever you may be. You just want to support FFA. It's a great way to do that and to get your business name out there.
Yes, it really is. We'll show you off for sure.
Sounds great. Well, I hope you enjoy your time here at Midwest Ag Expo. All the best to you for the FFA auction. I know that we'll be talking about that coming up on our airwaves coming up here in the next several weeks. And have a lot of fun the rest of your school year here.
Thanks, Chad. We appreciate you so much.
Aaliyah, great meeting you.
Yes, thank you. You too.
Addison, all the best.
Thank you. You as well.
You as well, Susan.
Pleasure to meet you too.
Oh, thanks. Thanks. It's always great to talk with our FFA folks and see what they are up to. They're out here at Midwest Ag Expo. We will be out here throughout the rest of the day giving some more reports. 2026 Midwest Ag Expo coverage on WITY. I'm Chad Baker.